we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. And, Russell, this is a short segment. We got about 4 minutes here, then we take another break, and then we'll have a long one. But, you know, you were mentioning that you were going around the Lakota tribe, or Lakota people, and, asking the younger people about freedom, and they didn't even know what the word meant. And the parallel to that is that in our country now, the, you know, the American youth, or even the older generations, they equate their freedom now to how much money, this fiat currency that they use, that they have in the bank. So they don't know what it is either. They have a
exactly. It's huge. The Neanderthal thinking, if you can call Neanderthals thinking. That's going on in this country. The, you know, when they allow five elitists to overrule the people's vote back in the year 2000, that is when I knew this country was bonkers. Oh. This country had left itself out in left field. Without a whimper, they allow five elitists of American society to choose who's going to be president of the United States of America. It's absurd.
Your sentiments as well
especially,
as mine.
Especially when they have it in writing that it's illegal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, listen, the phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's take a call, Russell. Let's go to DJ from Illinois. DJ, you're on with Michael and Russell Means. Go ahead.
I would like to thank you for having him on. I think it's very, very important. I saw Mr. Means firsthand the illegal confiscation of farmland. I was in amongst some farmers who were the targets of that. I am glad you're speaking the truth about the different attempted genocides. I am so glad. I mean, this has been going on here predominantly for 150 years, but these global elitists have been doing this for millennia. And I am glad that you are focusing, that you are showing not just the Lakota people, but the American people, what is going on in the roots of this. Because then it shows us how evil it is, and it shows us that either we do something about it, hopefully as peaceably as possible, or it's all over. And then they export this in perhaps their final hurrah to the rest of the planet.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to read part of Russell's epilogue from page 535 of his book, and this might give you a little insight as to where his mindset is. He says, "I hope to be remembered as a fighter and as a patriot who never feared controversy and not just for the Indians. When I fight for my people's rights, when I stand up for their treaties, when I protest government lies and illegal seizures and unlawful acts, I defend all Americans, even the bigoted and misguided." That's Russell's statement, right out of his book. And Russell, I have to tell you that all of my listeners, the veteran listeners from my show in the Patriot Movement, we're looking to get our constitutional republic back, which I will agree with you, sir, has gone by the wayside. This country is ruled by oligarchs. They're ruled by elitists. And the only way that we can do this is to wake the dumbed-down, mind-numbed American people up who think that freedom is how much money they have in their bank account. Continue to educate your people. Work as allies in this group. And I believe there's another quote that I saw in your book that you said, oh, no, it's not in your book. It's in this latest release that you put out here. We wish to deal. Your nation wishes to deal with the American people in good faith and in a win-win manner.
Michael, can I ask Mr. Means another question, please?
Absolutely, but you'll have to hang on until after the break if you would, DJ. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for a long segment with Mr. Russell Means. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Uh-huh. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443, if you have a question or a comment for my guest, Russell Means. Okay, DJ was on the line, and you had another question for Russell, DJ.
Yes, before I ask that question, please, anyone listening, get this archive. Get it taped. Get it burned. Get it to family. Get it to military families. Get it to your local sheriff. Get it out now. And Mr. Means, will the people be able to grow the industrial hemp and like the stevia crops to help heal the land?
At this point, we're not at that point in our agricultural development. We have talked so far just about sugar beets, but right now we haven't talked about hemp or any other crop. The northern plains is soil is conducive to sugar beet crops, specifically, but also it is it's for grazing, and you know that was the natural habitat. Mm-hmm. We on the Indian reservations have always, for the majority of our reservations, they are still grazing lands. And cattle people from corporates to ranchers in Texas ship their cattle to our reservations because it's leased out by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And they, before they take their cattle to market, they graze them on our grass because it's the original grass and it has the extra nutrients that cattle need that they don't get anyplace else in America.
Nor does it have the pesticides, I assume.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's another
thing. So we haven't got to that point about hemp, but it certainly is one of the best agriculture products in the world.
Yes, and there is a North Dakota farmer who is trying to get that going.
Yeah, there was one on our reservation, too, but the FBI kept arresting and burning the crop every year, so.
Well, you know, as long as we're on that subject with, you know, the clear grass and not being damaged by the pesticides, one real quick question. Are you familiar, Russell, with the chemtrails that they've been spraying us with for the last 8-9 years? You know, these trails that go over on the jets with all the chemicals, the barium and the aluminum in it? Are you familiar with that?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
Go ahead.
New Mexico, where we also have a home, is... they have a big movement on that.
Right. Cliff Carnicom lives there, I believe. And he's heavy into that particular area. Okay, anything else, DJ?
I am struggling to try to learn the ways of the native healers because my grandmother, when she came back to be with family, if she had stayed on the Navajo, if she had stayed... working at that trading post, she might still be alive rather than going to the allopathic treatments.
What I'm learning
now is the, part of the depth of the lies that Mr. Means is bringing out and that you are bringing out.
Well, Russell, and if you purchase his book, he depicts in his book where his daughter Michelle was healed by a medicine man where they had diagnosed her with epilepsy. And she has had no symptoms of epilepsy, which, by the way, according to mainstream medicine, is incurable. She has no symptoms of epilepsy for how long now, Russell?
She's 43 years old.
And that was back when she was 2 years old. So, okay, well, listen, thank you so much for the call. Before this show ends, I'm going to make sure that Russell tells us how the listening audience can get a hold of this book. And I'll let you go, DJ, and we'll go to the next caller, and that would be Don from Eastern Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Russell Means. Go ahead, sir.
How you guys doing today?
Fine.
Good morning, Russell.
Good morning.
Glad to hear you again. I sent you an email. I take it you were out. You probably didn't get it. I don't know how that works, but I also sent Michael a copy of that and an email just now. It was my crude attempt back in 2005 to execute a declaration and certification of sovereign status, along with a couple of other documents through the state of Oregon at the Secretary of State, which was an asseveration and declaration of status.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly certain whether or not it would be comparable to what you have done as a free, quote, man, end quote, upon the soil, as what I've done. I seek your counsel and whether or not it's in alignment with that, and that's all that I'm doing right now.
Okay.
But I would very much appreciate, if at all possible, that you could review it and critique it for me, because I'm going forward with my own process of my declaration of independence, shall we say. And like I said before when I was talking to you on Charlie Giuliani's program the other morning, you know, if there's anything I can do that would be of help and assistance to you, it's there.
Well, please keep up the emails. We'll get to you.
Yeah. It's there for you to take advantage of and use however you so choose to desire.
Yeah, Don, he's on the road right now, so I'm sure that he's probably unable to get to his emails unless, Russell, are you carrying a laptop by chance?
Well, carrying a laptop but without any connections. We'll be back at the ranch, but I got a meeting. We are still increasing our critical mass and informing the people, and I've got a meeting on the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation tomorrow at noon. And right now we're in Denver, and we'll be on the road here shortly.
All right. Okay, Don, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah.
Got to move along. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Russell Means. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Mike. Happy New Year, Russell.
Thank you.
Same
to you.
Thank you.
Yes, I am half Native American. I'm half Cherokee. My dad was full-blooded Cherokee. He passed away a couple years ago. He has served honorably in the armed forces, and you know, I'm just listening to some of your speeches and all that stuff, Russell. And you know, the thing is, it's like my father always told me, it's like never hold people responsible for what their ancestors did. And am I right about that?
Well, if you allow those same policies to continue, you know, it's not just the Indians, but it's the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So if those policies continue, then you are as responsible as the ancestors.
Well, we are. I'm down here in Florida. I'm part of activism with trying to defeat the Child Protective Services. Is that one of the other reasons? Is too for withdrawing because these child snatchers come and take the children. They experiment using medication and everything like that. They become guinea pigs, and you never. Some of these families never see.
Exactly. That's another reason why we withdrew from our treaties and agreements is because. For the total American Indian people in the United States of America, one out of every four Indian children born in the United States is eventually fostered and or adopted out to non-Indians. So that's 25% of our population. And that's been ongoing since the 1950s. That statistic has remained static. And it's increasing up in our country, and you're right. They're using Indian children to experiment with drugs that will keep you lethargic. And it almost happened to my two granddaughters. It almost happened, but my son and I personally stopped it right at because we threatened with the lawsuit and the whole nine yards. So we stopped that. But... it's definite a problem, yes.
Well, Russell, I'm glad I got an example to follow because I'll tell you one thing. Down in Florida, our state has 35% higher than the national average, and we can't get people, not even the churches in the community, to be aware of this problem, that there's a child molestation going on, like I say, the pharmaceutical, and like I say, Florida, we're having 3,000 people missing in the foster homes, and they don't know where they're at.
3,000
exactly.
Children, yes.
That's exactly
yes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get the people waking up. Hey, we got a problem here. You know what
right.
I mean? And I'm glad, Russell, that this is one of the reasons. I mean, our children are our best assets, and we do not need them being brainwashed and being guinea pigs for a
pharmaceutical
government.
Country, yeah.
Right. Well, George, what's happening down there and what's happening all over this country has happened already in the Indian nations. Page 206 of his books, the women raped again by FBI agents or police supposedly investigating crimes. Victims said they were given, turn the page here. We're told to strip at hospitals and forced to submit while FBI agents fondled them. I mean, this is an ongoing atrocity that's rampant both in our country and in the Indian nations as well. So the answer to the question is yes. And
right.
I would strongly urge you, George, to get a copy of his book, okay, and read it. You won't be able to put it down, buddy.
Well, I'm going to cut down this conversation, what he just said, and I'm going to load it up on YouTube. About the children, and hopefully get that out going viral.
Absolutely.
All right, great, man.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got Steve from Ohio next, and I'm going to be going to a break. I'll bring you up, Steve, and then I'll hold you over. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
I've got to go to a break real quick, so go ahead.
Okay.
I'll hold you over.
I wanted to ask Russell a question. He said once before that people would be welcome to come to the Lakota Nation. And if they renounce their citizenship,
that's correct.
And I wanted to know, wouldn't you? I've always been drawn to the Badlands area of South Dakota for years. I just loved that area, and I would do.
That's where my reservation is.
Oh, really?
That's where the provisional headquarters are.
There is
right to the south of the Badlands.
Well, that's great, Ed. There's something real deep inside of me that's drawn to that area for years now.
All right, Steve, hold that thought. I'll hold you over. Tell us more about it when we get back from the break. Sorry about this. We've got to go to break, pay the bills. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Russell Means. See you in three.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
At OnestyAdvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. And we've got phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. We have Steve in Ohio, who is just, heart-wrenching to go up there to those badlands, buddy. And I know what you mean. Go ahead. Continue, Steve.
Okay. I guess I wanted to ask Russell his personal feeling about this. You know, once your nation is independent again, and you have people from all across America that's going to come flooding in there. And I just know it. I feel it. And isn't that going to feel like the white man is taking over your land again? And do you have any resentment about that?
Well, when you have a country built on individual liberty through community control, that's really not a worry.
You know, can I expound on that just a little bit, Steve?
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this on my show several times. I can tell you this, that after, I read this report that was put out, this press release put out by Russell Means, and I have to, I'm ashamed to tell you, Russell, that before I read this press release, I didn't know who you were. until it was brought to my attention. And, of course, I've seen Last of the Mohicans. I've seen Natural Born Killers. And I didn't know it was you handling those snakes, sir, but now I know. But the point I want to make to you, Steve, is that, and I've said this many times on my show, anybody who has freedom in their heart, and anybody who wants a constitutional republic, and anybody who wants to live in peace on Grandmother Earth or the land, well, what it, call it what you will, okay, with the great mystery, call it, you know, whatever spirituality you want to call it. But there, and I know, Russell, you'll agree with me when I say that there's a natural bond between all of us. And I would see no issue with that at all as far as interacting with the people of the Indian nations, because these people not want nothing but peace and want nothing but to be left alone and want to live in freedom, which I believe. Correct me if you think I'm wrong in this, Russell, but I believe that it's inherent in all human beings to have the right, the desire, and the privilege to live in peace.
That is inherent in the human being. I do not believe we are born evil. And when you're free, the first axiom of freedom is that you are free to be responsible. And being free will make it will keep you so busy you don't even have time to complain.
Anything else for us, Steve?
Well, you know, you both hit on a couple of real important points. I think that's what I feel when I stand in the middle of the Badlands. I feel a mixture of mystery and freedom, and I think that's what draws me. And I thank you, Russell. I really support you 100%.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Steve.
Okay, bye.
And I tell you, you know, in the meetings that I've gone to, Russell, in the Patriot Movement, us that are trying to escape from this tyranny and just get our constitutional republic back, you know, there's a bond between us. There's a camaraderie there. And I have a camaraderie with you just because I know your spirit, sir, and I know what you're trying to accomplish. I commend you for that, and I have the utmost amount of respect for you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Okay, let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on with Russell and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, okay, greetings from No Permit Mike in Northwest Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi, Russell.
Hello.
Say, by chance, Russell, do you have a pen and a piece of paper around?
No, I don't, sorry.
Okay, well then maybe someone can write this down for you then.
Go ahead.
It seems as though they're going to have January 16th and 17th, right outside of Pine Ridge there. They're trying to expand a uranium mine there, and it has already poisoned 98 wells on the western side of Pine Ridge. And Miss Deborah White Plume out of Pine Ridge is trying to fight it right now.
Yes, I know all about that.
Okay, you are familiar.
And the struggle is going well. It will win.
Oh, sir, they're trying to expand it on the Lakota Nation, 2,100 more acres, and they're going to have the meeting there in Chadron on the 16th and 17th. You are aware?
You are aware. Yes, he's aware.
Okay,
and,
very
and
good.
What's that?
No, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, what that means is all this writing I just did, I didn't have to do because Russell was already aware.
Oh, that's fine. No, keep writing. And if you want to get a printout yourself, Michael, it's chadronnews.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
We're taking care of it.
Okay, excellent, right. Russell, excellent. And one more big arrow for your quiver, sir. I heard you speak about Jerry Spence there in your book.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I do believe he is part of the deception team, and you can absolutely find that out through the website doewatch.com.
All right,
okay.
Got it.
When you say the deception team, what Jerry Spence defended Randy Weaver, who's a friend of mine.
Of course, Mike. They throw that bone in there to the public. And if you go to DoeWatch, scroll down the main page of that website, DoeWatch.com, and when you come to the article, the DOE Extended Family, the Fixers, you'll find out who Jerry Spence is in bed with. And, Russell, I commend you, and I look forward to our paths crossing.
Thank you.
Yes, farewell, sir.
Thank you.
Wow, okay. Well, isn't that interesting? Yeah, I ran across that, too, and I had marked that when I read it in your book because you're familiar with Ruby Ridge and Randy Weaver.
Oh, right? Definitely, very definitely.
Yeah, Randy Weaver and I went. I taxied Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, back in June. Are you familiar with the Ed and Elaine Brown incident up there, where they made a stand for the income tax back up in Rope? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Russell. We got to take another break, and then we got a last long segment coming up here. So.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. 111-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443 with my special guest, Russell Means. And, Russell, as I mentioned, you're familiar with Ruby Ridge and Randy Weaver. And I had taxied Randy Weaver up to Plainfield on that Ed and Elaine Brown standoff, which I'm sure you know they were ultimately tricked and incarcerated. They're in prison now over this income tax, but which is a whole other issue. But I promote Randy's book on my website, and I wanted to ask you that. This is a good time to let the listening audience know, where can they obtain your book, Russell?
At russellmeans.com.
Okay. Can I put a banner up on my website to promote your book, sir?
Please do. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Russellmeans.com, and all right, very good. So, also, let's see. Okay, what else did I have here? Oh, I wanted to mention, while we're talking about it, through all of this, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, through all of this, all of your trials and tribulations through trying to, you know, simply get the United States government to adhere to and address these treaties that they have consistently violated, you've had some pretty well-known people come to your defense and the defense of some of your fellow Indians, your colleagues and so forth, to the tune of Harry Belafonte, Marlon Brando, Mike Farrell of MASH fame. These people have stepped up to the plate on these issues, and they've literally raised money for bail in a number of cases, evidently. Is that correct?
Hugh Hefner, Larry Flint, you bet.
Yes, and what was that? You were going to run on a vice presidential ticket back in 1984, was it, with Larry Flint?
Right, with Larry Flint. But that was explained in the book. I mean, I opted out after finding out that he wasn't serious.
Well, tell you what, on that subject matter, just for a moment, I know in 1988 you were running on the Libertarian ticket against Ron Paul, and he evidently beat you out by, I don't know, what was it, 3 delegates or something of that nature?
Well, that's what I have in my book, but I since found out I was wrong. He beat me by 1 on the first
round. He beat you by 1. Okay. Yeah. Now, a quick question about that, because and I'm sure you're probably following these the caucus in Iowa and so forth with the Iowa caucus, and then we got the New Hampshire primaries coming up.
Well, actually, I haven't been. I'm too busy with my own country.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was going to get your thoughts on that, but since you haven't, I won't go there. All right. Let's see. What else have I got here? I wanted to. These incidents that you had endured, for example, the retaking of Wounded Knee, the 71-day siege, some of these other incidents were, with Moses Cleveland, where you wouldn't let the boat dock, and Mayflower too. These incidents where these lies have been told to the American people via their history books and so forth. What were you feeling? I mean, when you've got these SWAT teams and you've got these guys with guns and masks and tear gas and dogs and whatever, what thoughts are going through your mind when you're being approached by these people, Russell? I mean, you know, the part of the reason there's so much fear instilled in the American people at large is because of this police state that has grown up around us. And I was just curious in reading your excerpts and your experiences in your book of what the feeling of you and your people were when, you were being approached or threatened by these people. I mean, is it like, you know, come on down and get us, we don't care? Is it what we liked in the negotiate, but don't threaten us? What was going on in your mind during those times?
Well, first of all, when you are committed to freedom, you understand that one or two or both things can happen to you. You're either going to go to jail and or be killed. And that's the price of freedom. I'm more than willing to pay that price. I have no fear. Because fear is what drives the imperialists, and that's why they become imperialists, out of fear.
And they prey on the
fear. But there's a way to fight the policemen with dogs, is what we Indians do, is we usually bring a couple of bitches in that are in heat.
I know. I read that in your expose yesterday, and I cracked up. you bring a couple of dogs in heat, let them go, and then the police dogs go crazy, and their owners or the guys that are handling them go nuts trying to catch them. I guess, huh?
Exactly. There's the Keystone Cops all over you.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go back to the phones. We have a fellow host that's on the line here that has just been clamoring to talk to you, and I'm going to let him come up here, Russell. His name is Tim Wingate, and he hosts a show. I believe it's in the morning. They're going to move him to the weekend, but it's Tim Wingate. Tim, you're on with Michael and Russell Means. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, thank you. Russell, you are a personal hero of mine.
Well, thank you.
You have been for many years, and I know many people have come up and said hello to you, but many years ago when I was a younger man, you and Dennis Banks were at the Minneapolis International Airport. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a little Irish guy, and I was there for some reason or another picking up a relative or something, and I walked up to you and asked to shake your hand and told you that you'd been a personal inspiration of mine, and I supported what you did. And you were very nice and cordial to me, and I appreciate that.
And also taller than you, Tim.
Oh, much taller. Like I said, I'm just a little Irish guy. And, Russell, I'm sure you know Irish history is that my people weren't considered white by the British until the middle of the 1850s. And in the early 1900s, of course, we had to go through a major struggle with the British to be able to eventually have complete sovereignty over most of the island. And I'm wondering, in similar things or ideas here, what can we do as American patriots and those who see the Constitution as just being completely decimated and in many ways, unfortunately, just a worthless piece of paper, as George Bush said. What can we do practically to help you? And even if we don't live in the, I guess it's what, about a five-state area, can we join the Lakota Nation?
Well, first of all, as you heard earlier, maybe, that all you have to do is renounce your U.S. citizenship, become Lakota. Right now, we have a provisional government. So that specific right hasn't been formalized yet. But as soon as we get some more legs under us in terms of organization and structure, those things, we just now today secured our first Chief Justice of our legal system. So we have an Attorney General, so that's what we're putting up now. And that's part of our strategy, of course, is part of our power with the United States to bring them to the negotiating table. But insofar as the people are concerned, immediately now you can get on the Internet and convince people like yourself to convince people like themselves, to convince more people like themselves to get on the Internet and get after the international media as well as the Congress and White House on working with us. We want to improve and save rural America in our country, in the five-state area. We want to save the family farmer and the family rancher. We want to uplift. We have the finest wind power in the nation. We can power the entire country for free because of the wind, and that's been attested to by all the experts. In North and South Dakota has the best class 5 wind for wind power that can power the entire United States. That's what we're going to do. We're going we've set up our bank, the Lakota Bank of the Republic of Lakota, and you can go to lakotabank.com, and we have a web page up. I believe it's up by now.
Lakota. Well, that's a private. That's not part of the Federal Reserve System, is it, Russell?
Hell no. This is a bank that is going to have numbered accounts, as well as the depository for gold, because our currency is going to be gold and silver backed. All right.
Oh my gosh! When can I come up and visit and open an account?
Well, these are all in process as we speak.
Okay.
Right now, we do need workers on the internet to get the word out internationally, and we do need media. The structured media of the world. Al Jazeera is coming out. France has already been out. And now Reuters, believe it or not, Reuters is debating whether this is a worthy project or not.
Oh, brother.
To report the news on. But, brother. So, but more importantly, the people of the world, I'd rather have them in on it than the corporate structure of the world. So,
well, it sounds to me like you're definitely following in many cases the similar thing that the Irish Provisional Government did, and I pray and I hope that it does not come to arms as the Irish had to do with the British.
No, it won't. We're not looking for confrontation, nor will we engage in it. Armed struggle, I know from personal experience. I've already been through that saga of my life, and I found out that it is beyond preposterous for the human condition. I just cannot accept armed struggle.
So it really comes down to an issue of whose morality and whose philosophy is going to be superior in the eyes of the world.
And exactly. And, you know, I don't know if you ever read that book, The Mouse That Roared, but that's what's happening there.
Definitely. Thanks, Michael. Let you get on.
Tim, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So let me get this straight. As you progress into this thing, where you're setting up the Lakota Bank, where it's not involved with the Federal Reserve System at all, and it's going to be golden-backed currency, which I think is fantastic. And as far as putting this out, you know, I'm open to it as far as on my website and, you know, a number, many, I speak for many of my listeners in the Patriot Movement that I know that have websites that are open to it as well, Russell. And, you know, I'll do whatever it is that I can do to continue in, you know, this journey that you have to, you know, the means to an end to get done what you have to get done. I wanted to ask you, would you be open to coming on my show for updates and commentaries?
Please, I would love it. And that you arrange with my wife. She controls my life and I love her.
Well, you know what? I've had the pleasure of speaking to your lovely wife, Pearl, on, two or three different occasions now. Lovely woman. And I wanted to personally thank you and her, okay, because...
Well, I want to tell this to you and your listeners, by the way.
Go ahead.
I have been with this interview at Dozens, a restaurant in Denver, Colorado. If you ever visit Denver, go to Dozens. It's individually owned, and it's not part of the corporate structures. It's not one of those branch, or what do they call them?
Franchises?
Restaurant, yeah. It's not a franchise. It's beautifully cooked, fantastic hosts, very accommodating, and they're at Cherokee and 13th Street.
Cherokee.
They're a catty corner from the city jail.
13th Street, okay.
Yeah,
Dozens Restaurant in Denver, Colorado, at the corner of Cherokee and 13th Street.
Right.
And that's where you're doing this interview from.
That's where I'm doing it from. They've already closed the restaurant.
Is that right? Okay, well, I'll give them a plug on the show. And they've got, and so I'm taking it from you. They've got excellent food, yes?
Oh, yes, and it's cooked to your perfection.
So when you walked in, did they know who you were, Russell?
Well, I'm a frequent patron.
Oh, you're a frequent. Oh, I see. Okay.
Every time I come to Denver, I come here.
I see.
Every time I get out of jail here, I come here.
I would assume by, you know, and looking at some of these pictures depicted in the book, as well as I think I've run across a couple of pictures of you online, they don't have to know who you are. All you have to do is walk in the door, and they will know who you are. I mean, your presence, you're, what, 6'3", is that right?
I used to be, yeah.
Well, you dress very provocatively, very, very well-dressed, tasteful dresser. So I would imagine that just about wherever you go, you're a unique individual and you stand out from the crowd. And then that once anybody talks to you for any length of time, they can't help but respect who you are, sir. And I commend you for that. I certainly commend you for what you're doing. And I mean this when I tell you that I will do whatever it is I can do to assist you in achieving the goals that you are out to achieve. How's that?
Thank you, man. And how large is your audience, by the way?
You know, and that's a good question. We have an internet stream that goes all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's no way you can estimate it. All right. Well, tell the world to come to Dozens.
Well, you're doing so right now. As a matter of fact, I can tell you this, that I have a website where I can track the countries in which I'm broadcasting to, and every once in a while I'll go in there and count them, and there's like, I don't know, 34 or 35 countries that, oh my gosh. We have got, Russell, we have got 2 minutes before the break, and we have got a caller from May Halani in Maui, Hawaii, calling.
May
so
Halani.
Let's take
all
that
right.
call.
Aloha.
Okay. Hello.
Aloha.
Yes. Aloha. Aloha. And pronounce your name, ma'am.
Mahealani. And I'm calling from Ko Hawaii Pai Aina.
Welcome. How are you?
Mai kai mahalo. Thank you very much. I'm fine. I am
Russell
so
was just Russell was just asking how large the audience was, and I think that just answered the question, didn't it, Russell?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I love who my brother Russell means in the family of nations.
Thank you.
I want to commend you and all of the First People of the First Nations, Mahalo. And we are very interested here. We're surrounding our laptop listening to your radio show. We love it. And we are so enthused, just happy, so happy that this is happening. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it's something I dreamed about. But let me tell you how it came to be, really. In 1974, we had the first International Indian Treaty Convention. There our elders showed up, and it was at that time the largest Indian meeting in the United States up to that time. And it was, and everyone came on their own nickel. The government didn't provide any of the travel money. And we gathered on the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation in 1974. And in that convention, we came out with the Declaration of Continuing Independence. But the elders who came to that convention from my nation couldn't speak English, and some of them who spoke English spoke it very badly because they had been born in the 1800s and had been raised by people who had born and lived free. So they were still in touch with our original persona, our original being. And they were there and they oversaw and directed the convention to the point of that Declaration of Continuing.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Segment coming up here. I have May Alani on the line. I got another caller holding. So, Russell, go ahead and finish up with the two mandates.
All right. The first mandate was for us to get into the international community and let the international community have them recognize us as indigenous people in the Western Hemisphere. Well, we then formed the International Indian Treaty Council and became the very first indigenous non-governmental organization in the United Nations. And after a 33-year struggle, we finally fulfilled that mandate last September when the United Nations passed the Universal Declaration on Indigenous Rights, which is non-binding. But four countries voted against it: the United States, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. The rest of the world voted for it. Consequently, we fulfilled the first mandate. The second mandate was to, as soon and at the appropriate time, to reestablish our freedom and independence, because one elder said, we must always remember we were once a free people. If we should ever forget that, we will cease to be Lakota. So that's what the mandates were, and we fulfilled them now.
Outstanding. May Alani, anything else for him?
We have a different situation here in Ko Hawaii Pai Aina. That's the real name of our nation. And we have royal patents. We have a royal patented constitutional domain. And I wanted to ask Russell Means if his people of their culture would start patenting their land and their resources as they comprehend their quality of life, ownership, resources, all of that with their nation and other nations who choose to be free and withdraw from bad contracts.
Yes, well, right now we have individual landowners sufficient enough to put forth through investors our energy company and getting it started. And that's with wind and solar and geothermal power and maybe sugar beets. We have not got, that's been in the talk. The second thing, insofar as our land is concerned, is we do have a powerful negotiating tool, and that is liens against property. We don't want to put any liens on individual properties, but we are certainly going to put liens on government properties, and that's like Mount Rushmore, Wind Cave National Park, the Black Hills National Forest, the Buffalo Gap Grasslands, etc., etc., etc.
I'm just listening, Russell.
That's outstanding. That's our immediate plans.
Oh, great. Listen, May Alani, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got one more call I'm going to try to squeeze in, but I appreciate your call so much, dear. And you can get in touch with me off the air, and I will be in touch with Pearl, Russell's wife, to continue with this. Thank you. Let's go to Ernest in Seattle real quick. Ernest, you got about a half a minute. Go ahead.
Hi. I got a question for Russell.
Yeah.
Russell, since the United States is a corporation and a de facto government, how
That's
can
correct.
You enforce a treaty with a de facto government, when in fact the Aboriginal preambum government is sitting on the sideline, which is the Aboriginal people of the United States? So would you not be basically null and voiding a treaty with people that are not in position of government?
Wait a minute, let me answer your question. First of all, at the time of the treaty signing and the agreements, we made it the United States of America. It was still a republic,
right?
And it was not a corporation at that.